Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
And yet another change in the North American International Auto Show. This is curious to me. I'm trying to read into the story and figure out exactly why it's being moved again, but I still don't have a really good handle on that yet. But
yeah, it's moving before it ever took place in the summer. Remember how excited we all were? It was supposed to be this past June, of course, and because of COVID, that was canceled. But it was going to be outside and inside, both a combination in summer, a great time. So then it was scheduled for next June. And now they've come out and said, sorry, we're going to do it Tuesday, September 28th through Saturday, October 9th now.
Right. So the first week is obviously the preview week for the journalists and the press and the manufacturers. Right. And then the charity preview would be the night of October 1st, which they say will be sort of dual ticketed. You can either get a ticket for just the inside portion, just the outside portion, or you could get a ticket for both. So apparently there is still going to be outdoor stuff on October 1st. But as you know, it could be freezing October 1st. It could
That's
be nice.
The thing, right?
Could be nice.
I don't understand why they got to go from the extreme winter to the summer now to the fall.
Well, I mean, certainly it beats the winter. But I will say that when you look at the release and what they said September is an excellent time of year for new product. And at the same time, alleviates the challenges a now crowded spring auto show calendar presents for auto show stakeholders. So sounded like they maybe just too much is going on in June.
But
why didn't they figure that out before?
For this past June, right?
Yeah.
That would have been the same. They would have been laying on top of other events this past June, but yet they were going ahead with that. I don't quite get it, but that is the new announcement as of yesterday. The North American International Auto Show has moved to September, October. Last week of September, first week of October.
This is kind of cool. I'm looking at one of the seven unique events they're having, unique shows during this. One is Motor Bella, an Italian-British sports car festival planned for the streets of downtown Detroit. Mm. That'll be kind of cool. So lots of cool stuff going on. We can literally just keep our fingers crossed for good weather because you are so right. It can be absolutely 60 degrees and beautiful outside and perfect to walk around, or it could be 40 and rainy, you know?
Yes.
So we'll see. Yep.
Could we also keep our fingers crossed for no more changes in the calendar for the North American International Auto Show? A tough time keeping track of it. The JJ and Joanne Show. Welcome.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC. When she says
she loves me.
Please take your hats off. And say goodbye to the summer.
You know what's weird?
What?
I almost start crying every time I hear this song
played. I know. Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it has been a tough summer.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good that we're saying goodbye to summer, you guys. To your point, JJ, the farther we get away from when all this started, the closer we get, you know, to a vaccine, to better treatments, to this being over. Well, I know. But, I mean, only time is going to make this thing better ultimately, right? So we say goodbye to summer. We welcome in fall. And I had an idea. People love to make smoothies, right? How is this on the first day of fall, which literally is right now, 9:30?
I'm ready.
A recipe for a pumpkin smoothie.
I'll pass.
That sound good or what?
Wait, does it taste like pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice?
Both. A cup of milk, half a cup of pumpkin puree. You only thought you bought that for pumpkin pie, but now you can put it in your smoothie. Half cup of yogurt, tablespoon maple syrup, a quarter teaspoon pumpkin pie spice or cinnamon, a splash of vanilla, and a frozen banana.
I would throw in some ice cream in there, too, some like vanilla ice cream.
Instead of the yogurt, maybe?
Yeah.
Put in the ice cream. That'd be good.
There is my contribution
to celebrating.
I'd throw in some fireball.
That'll work.
Not bad.
There
JJ.
You go. Maybe I'll share that one from the Food Network.
With Fireball.
Okay.
A floater. Fireball
guys,
floater.
I don't know if we really grasped the whole situation that just the summer is over now.
Well, it's by 1 minute. 9:30, the autumnal equinox set in upon us in North America. So happy fall. Welcome to fall 2020. From JJ and Joanne, Jason Rathel, WOMC.
It's getting darker, we're losing sunlight. I rake up the leaves and I set them on fire. Temperature's great at 68. It's fall. Shortening days, longer nights. A pumpkin patch going on a hayride. Colors are changing, football games. It's fall.
It's fall.
There's a couple months to go. Ice and snow. I can go outside and I still don't need a coat. So let's all go out apple picking. It won't be this nice until the next spring. I only hate having to rake. It's fall.
It's been a hot summer though. This is going to kind of be nice. Things cooled down just a little bit, right? I think.
You bet.
Where's my 2 cents?
JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC.
We're above this. Are you kidding me?
Are we?
So you've been saying. Are we? Yes.
Yeah.
In some ways we are, but a little dash of immature humor here and there is okay, don't you think? I know we're an adult show and we want to be soccer mom friendly. We're dragging the kids.
It's not that. I like
practice.
To think we're an adult show. There's enough shows that make. Right. We're above that.
Okay,
so
but,
you didn't.
Right.
But apparently you didn't take the part out of it that I was
thing.
Asking
it's
you to take out, Jason.
It's more nuanced than that. Because.
Oh, that was so nuanced. How you started this whole segment. Oh, my God.
I had too much dairy, you guys. My
you
problem.
Guys.
Sorry.
Too much
in the coffee today.
Right.
So you're one of those who can't digest the lactose, apparently, because that's a growing thing in this country.
That's what I tell myself, at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evidently. Okay. Because, for some reason, oat milk seems to be taking over the dairy section of... And by the way, I don't know why we're focusing on oat milk. Is that different than almond milk? I mean, I get the difference.
Well, yeah, there
may
oats,
not a different
not
thing.
Almonds.
Okay. I understand that.
No.
I understand that.
No.
Yes.
Really? Wow.
I didn't know that oats and nuts were different.
Apparently, oat milk is a new thing. You've all heard of soy milk. You've all heard of almond milk.
I drink
right?
almond
but
milk.
But oat milk.
I love it.
Okay. And oat milk is a new thing that's gaining in popularity. That's why. Okay? And it's making dairy farmers a little bit nervous.
When you want the freshest oat milk, make sure to buy local and organic from Oat Milk Farms. We only raise grass-fed, non-GMO oats. Our oats are treated humanely with plenty of room to graze in open fields. And once our oats are ready to milk, we make sure to use gentle suction so as not to hurt their little oat nipples. Shut up, Bessie. We're using oats because your farts are killing the ozone.
So try our oat cheeses,
oat butter, and oat baby formula. You can even come to the farm and pet the oats. Only at Oat Milk Farms. Killing the dairy industry, oat by oat.
I feel bad for Bessie. But
now what was,
in hindsight, she'll be a good steak.
Oh. No! That's not how it works.
Oh, no? If they're not going to be used for dairy, what else are they going to be used for?
The petting zoo.
We're clearly not above it.
JJ and Joanne Mornings. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
You know, we are just 42 days away from November 3rd and election 2020. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, a week from today is the first presidential debate.
Okay.
Yes.
And that one's going to be on Fox News, I believe. Now, they're doing how many? Three total?
Three.
Yes, okay. They're doing three.
Do you think they're going to add a fourth? Because there's a huge, like, petition going on for Joe Rogan to be the moderator for one of their... He already said that he would do it, and, like, he tweeted out, like, who would want to see this? And the president retweeted him saying, I would.
Yeah, yes. I remember. I saw that last week.
That would be awesome. Joe Rogan's the man.
We'll see. I have a sneaking feeling Biden would not agree to another debate.
Yeah.
I still have a feeling that he may bail on the first three. We'll see. That's just when he was in.
Stay tuned.
When he was in Michigan a week or so ago and he was
coughing
like that. I'm thinking, he's setting us up for COVID quarantine until the election. We shall
see. They can debate on Zoom. We do it every morning.
Yes, come on now. Yes, we do.
In today's day and age, there's no excuse.
So with just 42 days left, we've been, over the past couple of weeks, it's been kind of fun looking back on presidential history. It's our presidential fact of the day. And today's subject is William Howard Taft. He served as the 27th president of the United States, 1909 to 1930. The only president served...
That would have been a long serving if from until 1930.
He also served as Chief Justice of the United States. But the thing most people know about him, he was fat. He was large.
I know the feeling.
He was very large. He was the heaviest president ever, tipping the scales at 340 pounds.
All right, so maybe you've heard this story before. Apparently, he was so big that he actually got stuck in a bathtub inside the White House. Now, rather than try to drop a few pounds, he had an extra large tub installed.
Now, that's smart right there.
Okay, this mega tub remained for many years until the White House was renovated. Now, listen to this, though. Over the last 100 years, historians have actually cast some doubt on the stuck in a bathtub story. But there's no one around who was there at the time. So until we hear differently, we'll believe that one is fact. How's that? That's what they say.
Sort of like George Washington's wooden teeth, right?
If you guys want any advice on what it's like to be really fat and try to get into a bathtub, let me lace you with some hot news right here.
Some truth? Okay.
It's not. I've never seen it to be possible. I mean, that must be the tiniest damn bathtub on the planet.
How you get stuck
in a bathtub. It really must have been. Because I don't have a big bathtub. And I could fit in my bathtub, no problem. And I'm bigger than that, so.
Yeah. Well, I agree. But it makes for good folklore, Jason.
Well, plus everything was smaller back then.
We just screw up a good bit with the truth. Really, honest to God, we're trying to paint a picture here. And you screw it up with you drop a little truth.
Sorry, sometimes I got to fact check you guys.
Is your name Joanne?
Boy. Presidential fact check of the day. We'll do another one tomorrow.
Fact check, exactly.
WOMC. JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Let's go to Boca Raton, Florida. I love this. You really have to tell parents to behave. This is a great example of parents behaving badly. And it's indicative of the world we're in right now. An elementary school teacher stepped up at a school board meeting in Florida asking parents to behave during their kids' school Zoom meetings. Why? Well, she said, her name is Edith Pride, she says she just wants parents to have on proper clothing, avoid appearing with big joints in the background.
Oh my gosh.
She also pointed out that parents need to watch their language as she's heard cussing and inappropriate language in the background during virtual
classes. Hold on. Wait a minute. There's more. She admonished them for partial nudity and drug use.
Oh my gosh,
in the background,
guys,
the virtual Zoom call.
I have the audio.
Zoom
here it is. Here she is.
Okay.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversation. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. Number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarette. Parents, please understand that your child is in class. And the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly faces behind the child.
Oh, no. They're making silly faces behind the child. That's what she said. Can you imagine the kids learning and the parents going,
Oh, my gosh.
What a world. What a world.
Detroit's greatest hits. JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC. JJ and Joanne. 104.3 WOMC.
So the question is, who do you like spending time with more? Friends or family?
Friends.
Need you really ask that question?
Yes. Do you enjoy your time here, Joanne, with me and Jason more than you do with Eric, Lauren, and Adam?
No.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I love it both equally. I'm thinking, who's listening right now? You two are.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why you waited to pause. Let's see. Lauren's in Lansing. Probably not on radio.com right now.
No, she's not.
I don't know where Adam is. Adam's still in bed. Yep.
Yeah, he is because it's his off school day.
He'll be texting you any second, so be careful what you say.
Okay, wait. Let me answer the question for Eric. He just spent 2.5 days up north with his, like, best friend. How's that for an answer? Okay, so I texted him this yesterday. So, yeah, there's this new study that came out that said that people are happier when they're with their friends than with their spouse or their kids. In fact, research found that people reported the lowest levels of happiness when they're with a significant other. Ouch.
Oh.
I mean, I was very happy this weekend while he was away.
He was.
But...
No, but...
My answer to that is nobody.
You hate your family, so you're hanging out with me. You'd rather be with your friends than hear your dad's thoughts about the president. Your aunts and uncles don't make any sense. So you hate your family. Now you're hanging out with me.
I miss Woody and Buzz.
I know.
Your mom is so naggy. Your sister needs money. Your dumb brother is vulgar and rude. You hate his gloomy, pessimistic attitude. You get together and it's family feud. So you're hanging out with me. 'Cause you hate your family.
A little dark, but...
Okay, but it is. But I need to put a little postscript, JJ, as you like to say. Here's why. We don't really hate our family. When we spend time with family, it tends to involve less fun activities, like just chores, life. But when you're with your friends, what are you doing, guys?
Yeah, you're
out having
cool
fun.
Stuff.
That's why.
Cool stuff, yeah.
Right?
I agree with that.
So there you go.
Detroit's greatest hits, JJ and Joanne. Good morning.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Franklin County Sheriff Michael Bouchard on the JJ and Joanne Show. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Good morning to you.
Doing just great.
Good to chat with you guys.
Calling you to wish you a happy 200th anniversary. Seems like just yesterday, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I don't feel a day over 400.
I bet.
So we took notice of your tweet yesterday. You're getting a new fleet of automobiles for the department?
Well, what we're doing is we always rotate cars in and out. Obviously, we've got hundreds of cars for our 1,400 people. So we rotate the old cars out when they hit their max mileage and wear and tear and then bring in new ones. And so what we're doing is we're rotating the new ones in, we're decaling them, if you will, putting the attention to detail specifically on the 200th anniversary and kind of going retro.
It almost sounds funny to say retro 200 years ago, right?
Yeah.
How do you can't really make it look like
that retro, because we'll be back on horseback. Now, we still do we still do have a mounted division. They do great things, but this is actually our patrol car. So the cool thing is, with 200 years, there's been a lot of iterations, but some of them were pretty classic and stylish. And we have a picture of John F. Kennedy next to almost this exact detail scheme on a car back, obviously, in the early 60s when he was running for president. That same logo will be on our car coming to a substation near you.
I actually ran into a couple of your Mounties. I haven't seen a lot of Oakland County sheriffs on horseback, but I was riding my e-bike on the Paint Creek Trail on Sunday, and there were a couple of Mounties watching people cross over Dutton Road, actually.
Yeah, they're out on the trails, they're in the parks, and we use them for large-scale events. You would have seen them at the Dream Cruise had that been to the same scale and size as normal. That we always have a bunch of them out on Woodward. They're also great out on remote areas like Paint Creek Trail and other kind of trails and parks, and they're a huge asset.
Do you guys have like a museum to look back over the 200-year history of the department?
No, unfortunately. We have a lot of pictures and a little bit of memorabilia, but no cars or things like that. We have some of the I did look through some of the old arrest books going back into the 1800s, and Tom was a drunk, and Tom hasn't changed yet.
Yeah, do me a favor then. Go when you're back in the archives again. Look up the name Johnson from the and see what
that's all through
kind of,
there. I tell you,
kind of records you can dig up.
Johnson was a drunk.
Yeah, no kidding. Johnson got himself into some trouble.
Do me a favor, Mike. Later today, when you walk across the street to the jail, say hi to my kids for me.
Hey, I will. And they asked you to put some more money into their commissary.
Hey, congratulations and happy 200th anniversary to the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. We love you guys. You know that already. Please give our best regards to all of your staff.
Hey, I appreciate you very much, and thanks for thinking of our men and women. They're doing a great job, as they have for 200 years, protecting Oakland County, and now in some of the more difficult circumstances, so I'm really proud of them.
Yep, you should be.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.